The Iron Claw, a WWF wrestling dad lives too vicariously. R, 2 hours 12 minutes, Sports, Biopic, December 22, 2023. Professional wrestling. You either love it or you hate it. I used to hate it. A sizable portion of America loves it. My personal fight fandom ran through 1970s heavyweight boxing, Bruce Lee, and mixed martial arts, so I had to develop an appreciation for pro wrestling. And I did. The World Wrestling Federation is no joke. The documentary Beyond the Mat demonstrated that, while fake, pro wrestling is potentially lethal fakery. It takes a high degree of athleticism, fearlessness, serious pain tolerance, and more than a little bit of crazy to compete in the pro wrestling world, showbiz or not. I've met Hulk Hogan. That behemoth of a man is 6'7" tall, weighs 300 pounds. If he hits you with his signature leg drop, if you're not a pro wrestler, you're gonna need an ambulance or a hearse. Wrestling movies. Director Sean Durkin's new movie, The Iron Claw, isn't quite on par with Darren Aronofsky's depressing but riveting film, The Wrestler. That one's about a washed-up pro grappler named Randy the Ram Robinson, who barely ekes out a living on the has-been circuit in the grim, seamy wrestling underworld of New Jersey. Rourke was Oscar-nominated. The Wrestler captured the dank seediness of the small-time wrestling big time. Another wrestling flick, Fighting With My Family, took the biopic approach and focused on the true story of an all-in-the-family English wrestling clan and its famous member, female wrestling champ Paige. Superstar wrestler and actor Dwayne The Rock Johnson, himself the most famous member of a well-known wrestling clan, had a small role and also produced The Iron Claw. The Iron Claw features the multi-generational wrestling enterprise of the Von Erich family and is even more of a family movie than Fighting With My Family. It's ultimately dedicated to filial devotion by way of a wrestling vehicle. Set mainly in the 1980s, the story is related by Kevin, the family's second oldest son. Efron, who said he never ever wanted to be in the excruciating to maintain, jacked up, ripped to shreds, bodybuilding shape he got into for Baywatch, has impressively eaten his words and packed on slabs of muscle again. He also clearly studied the repertoire of pro wrestling moves, such as the double underhook neckbreaker, the elevated powerbomb, the assisted face slam, the airplane spin, the flying clothesline, the headbutt to the groin, the tombstone piledriver, and last but not least, the Iron Claw. The Von Erich Curse. The story's red thread is the Kennedy clan-like Von Erich curse, a non-stop onslaught of personal and professional disasters and mishaps that kept the Von Erichs from ascending to pro wrestling's throne, starting with the drowning of firstborn son, 6-year-old Jack Jr. As per the movie's clear-cut depiction, the source of all the bad karma is Fritz, the Von Erich brothers' ruthlessly demanding, fame-gluttonous dad. Fritz was a former wrestler who, although he invented one of the sillier moves in the wrestling canon, the Iron Claw, never managed to crack the top rank himself, and therefore lives vicariously, like an addict, through his son's successes, cracking the whip over their endless wrestling workouts and rehearsals. He even has a shamelessly candid ranking system about who's currently his favorite son. Unlike how Garrett Morris's Saturday Night Live character Chico Escuela said that baseball was Barry, Barry good to me, thank you very much, wrestling was not really very good to the Von Erichs. In real life, out of all the brothers, that is, Carrie, Fritz, Kevin, Chris, Mike, and David, only Kevin remains alive as of 2024. Three sons committed suicide, one died of gastroenteritis, and another lost a leg to helmetless, beer-fueled, post-championship, Harley-riding hubris. And none of the above puts a stop to their father's continued calling for more blood, sweat, and tears in the hope that his boys finally deposit that championship belt in his house. Post-game analysis. The movie's constant threat of wandering into melodramatic sentimentality is reined in only by Efron's portrait of Kevin Von Erich, an old-school American male, deeply heartfelt, yet stoic. what with the constant parade of sweaty male bodies, there's a curious patina of what would now be immediately labeled as homoeroticism, but which is thankfully played for humor. After all, it's a family of male athletes always walking around in the ubiquitous tidy white Y briefs that were de rigueur for the 1980s American male, prior to rapper Marky Mark's 1992 Times Square, Skyscraper High, Calvin Klein underwear poster. The period of the 1950s through the 1980s was a pretty hilarious time for American male underwear. The British Lily James, sporting a very good American Southern accent, plays Efron's future wife Pam, and lends the thespian gravitas that A-list Brits doing spot-on American accents automatically confer. Although most of the movie's hurtling stunt work was actually done by the actors, and is therefore laudable, I personally can't get excited about pro wrestling's in-the-ring shenanigans. I do appreciate the hilarity of the on-the-edge berserker mayhem, like swan diving off the top of 20-foot cages and body slamming into metal folding chairs, and getting stapled by staple guns. But as mentioned, America's got a sizable, rabid fandom who swear the wrestling's real, and for them, the Iron Claw may be quite engaging. Now, I also deeply appreciate the funniness of pro wrestling's motor-mouthed, smack-talking rants. My favorite thing out of pro wrestling is Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson sprinkling the American lexicon with such fabulous nuggets as "Listen, jabroni, you need to drink a tall glass of shut-up juice." I'm waiting for the movie about the history of trash talk in the WWF. Would you like to see other kinds of arts and culture articles? Please email us your story ideas or feedback at features@epictimes.nyc. The Iron Claw. Director, Sean Durkin. Starring, Zac Efron, Lily James, Maura Tierney, Jeremy Allen White, Holt McCallany, Harris Dickinson, Stanley Simons. MPAA rating, R. Running time, 2 hours, 12 minutes. Release date, December 22, 2023. Rating, 3 out of 5 stars.